MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The village of Tularosa has declared a state of emergency over its water supply. Officials say recent heavy rain and flash flooding in Ruidoso and the upper watershed washed large amounts of wildfire ash, soot, and debris into the region's water sources. Municipal storage tanks have dropped to critically low levels, creating an immediate threat to public safety, fire protection, and basic household water needs. Residents are asked to stop outdoor watering and practice severe indoor conservation, shorter showers, only full loads of laundry and dishes, and prompt repair of any leaks. The New Mexico's Truth Commission says it's collected more than 100,000 records connected to Jeffrey Epstein, and investigators say it's just the beginning. The commission issued a new round of subpoenas Wednesday, expanding its probe to include state departments of Workforce Solution, Public Safety, and Taxation and Revenue, along with a 10,000 wave spa in Santa Fe. Investigators are working to piece together what happened at Epstein's Zorro Ranch property and bring justice to survivors. Records show Democratic gubernatorial candidate Deb Haaland flew on Epstein's plane, but the commission has not yet issued her a subpoena. And Roswell City Councilor Will Calvin has made official his move from the City Council to the Chavez County Commission, submitting his resignation from the Ward 2 seat effective August 14th. Calvin won the County Commission District 5 seat in June's primary and will be sworn in come January. He previously served on the County Commission from 2015 to 2024, and his departure cut short a City Council term that began in January of 24 and was set to run through 2027. Roswell Mayor Tim Jennings will recommend a replacement subject to the City Council approval, with a vote expected at the August 13th meeting. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.